night away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Archie peeks into a man's hospital room.
Hey, Kelsey, you got a visitor?
Yeah. Who?
Archie here. Ah, oh, come on. Quit your kidding. Jeez, how are you? Hey, brought you a little present here, huh? Cigar. This is a goodie. It's a 50-cent one, you know? It ain't a Havana, but Puerto Rican Harlem, that's as close to Havana as we want to get.
Thanks, Archie. But I ain't allowed to smoke no more.
Oh, that's what I figured, yeah.
Archie slips the cigar into his own pocket.
You have me scared. Hey, you give us all a time down in the saloon, you know. Somebody said the priest had you penciled in for Wednesday.
Nah, it was a mild heart attack.
Whoa.
Hiya, Kelsey. Hey, Arch, what are you doing here?
Well, you said he was a goner.
Harry turns to Kelsey.
I never said that.
How things start the bar?
Oh, it's humming tonight.
Well, Harry, what's the answer?
I came to tell you, Kels, but I didn't know there was going to be anybody here.
Well, it's only me.
Yeah, Arch, would you mind just stepping outside?
But don't send me out in that hall. There's a guy laying on a table out there with hoses up his nose.
Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't take no notice of me. Just make like I ain't here.
Yeah, well, listen, Kels.
Oh, Harry, is this nice in my face?
When Harry leans forward, his butt is in Archie's face.
Would you mind?
Talk. I ain't listening.
I'm still trying to raise the money.
Money for what?
Arch, this is a private matter.
We're all pals here, ain't we?
Harry here's trying to raise the money to buy the bar.
What? Harry wants to buy the bar.
Will you butt out?
Kelsey, are you selling Kelsey?
The doc says I ought to retire. And thanks to the bar, I can afford it.
I know,
hey,
but...
Hey, look, Kelsey, look. I got a friend who's very interested in going in with me. All I ask is you give me a little time.
Don't give him nothing here.
Will you stay out of this?
No.
Harry, first come, first serve. Hey, don't you think you ought to go back to the bar? You don't want to leave Carlos alone too long.
No, you don't want to do that. You better get going.
Yeah, I got to get back. Well, I sure hope you don't sell to nobody else, Kels. Nice seeing you, Arch.
No need to be nasty there, Harry.
Hey, feel good, Kels. I don't want you to take a turn for the noise.
Harry leaves.
Oh, gee, ain't he a crude palooka? You're selling him the bar?
Why not?
I mean, but Harry ain't no boss. Kelsey, you're a boss. Harry ain't no more than me, an ordinary working stiff.
When I bought the bar, I was a working stiff, just like you. Didn't need no brains.
No kidding?
Not only that, I had a boss that hollered.
Oh, geez, tell me about that.
The biggest day of my life was when I hollered back at him. Then I borrowed the money and bought the bar.
And you live wealthily ever after, huh?
You know any working stiff that can afford to pay cash for a heart attack?
Oh, geez, I sure don't, Kels.
God, that bar's a gold mine, Arch. There's always business. When things are good, they come in to celebrate. When things are bad, they come in to drown their troubles. And you know that apartment house they're talking about building down at the corner?
Yeah.
That could mean 400 new thirsty tongues hanging out. Undertakers and saloon keepers, Archie. They never starve.
Archie considers.
How much you asking?
$40,000.
I want it, Kelsey. I want that saloon.
Like I told Harry. First come, first serve.
Oh, that's only fair. Only fair. I'm going to be the first to come.
Ah!
Oh. Archie pats Kelsey's chest.
That's jeez. Take it easy. Don't get away from me now, you know? Look, I'm going to go away. I'm going to look into this. I'm going to look into this, Kelsey. And, oh, about poor Harry here.
Yeah,
know?
What about him?
Yeah, the hell with him.
He hurries out. Later, as Edith sleeps in bed, she smiles to herself.
Of course,
Archie rushes in.
I ate it. I ate it. I ate it. Wake up. Eat it. I ate it. Wake up. I want to talk to you.
He leans over her and bounces on the bed.
I'm glad I found you awake, Edith. I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, all right, Archie.
I got something important to tell you.
What is it?
Kelsey is retiring. He's going to sell his saloon.
What?
Kelsey's selling his saloon. Listen to me here.
Oh, well, don't worry, Archie. You'll find someplace else to drink.
That ain't it.
He bounces on the bed again.
I'm awake.
Listen to me. I want to buy Kelsey's saloon from him.
You're joking.
No, I ain't joking.
Oh, Archie, you can't do that.
No, I won't.
Well, I mean, you can't run a bar at night and do your job in the daytime.
You know what? The hell with that job. The hell with the job. I'm quitting the job. You know what I want to do to that job? Down the toilet with the job.
Your pension.
Pension. Do you know what happens to all them union pension funds? They all go to the mafia. I'll never collect on that unless I want to spend my dying days in Sicily.
Well, what about your Social Security?
Social Security? I can't collect on that for another 12 years, Edith. And with the Democrats in there, they'll run through all that Social Security money before we have a chance to run them out of there. That's true. Didn't you read where they're selling the post offices to pay the rent on the White House? Listen, Edith. Now, think of it this way. Edith.
Yeah, what, Archie?
Supposing all my figuring is wrong and I die first. Now, think of that, Edith. And what's to become of you there? Huh? You'll spend your last days in a home for the aged, see? A raggedy muff in the old bag. Gum and gruel. Do you want to spend your last days with a bowl of gruel?
Oh, Archie, you're talking crazy.
No, I ain't. If I can do this thing, I can take us out of all that. I can be somebody, see?
Oh, Archie, you don't have to be somebody. I love you right now, and you're nobody.
He collapses on Edith, and she pats his back.
Listen, all my life, I've been a guy, they're always telling me what to do, you know? Someone's always telling me, even now, a middle-aged man down on the job, someone's always yelling, Bunker, move them crates off the loading dock. When I was a little kid, the teachers, Bunker, sit in the corner and blow your nose. When I was a young fella in the war, Bunker, hand that chicken back to the wops. For a change in my life, I want to tell people where to go and what to do.
Yeah, I know, Archie. You want to raise yourself up.
That's it. I want to raise myself up. I want to raise myself. I want to see my name on something, you know? Something besides just a lunch pail. I want to see Kelsey's bar turned into Bunker's bar. And for $20,000 down.
What? $20,000? Yeah. Archie, how are you going to get that much money?
Credit.
Oh, no, not credit.
What are you talking about, not credit? What's wrong with credit? It's the backbone of the USA economy. Credit's the only thing that stands between us and communism.
Archie, we only got $1,972.43 in our savings account. Plus interest, which we're sorry, but federal regulations require a substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
Archie hangs his head.
Oh,
Archie, come on. Get undressed and come to bed. You're just dreaming.
No, I ain't dreaming. Edith, listen to me. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. A once-in-a-lifetime chance comes only once or twice in a lifetime.
Archie, we got everything we need. And besides, we're too old to start over. Now, come on, get undressed and come to bed.
Edith lies back down.
Too old to start over. Jeez. That's what you say to something I want as much as this, huh? Oh, Edith. you know, puts me in mind when I was a kid about 12 years old, you know. I used to go scratching all around the neighborhood looking for odd jobs to make myself a quarter. Raking leaves, running errands, shoveling snow, all of that. And I was saving up for a bike because a bike was the one thing I wanted more than anything else in life, see. So after nearly 2 years of saving up, my old man comes along, he says, no bike for you, meathead.
He called you meathead?
And wasn't that a rotten thing to say? The man had no heart in him at all. And he took all my dough, and he put it, he said, into the bank for me. I feel to you now, like the way I felt to him then. I want to kick him right you know where. Oh, well. I didn't mean that. Forget I said that, Edith. I'm sorry I said that.
Well, I'm sorry too, Archie.
Yeah. Well, I ain't so sure you're sorry, Edith. I really don't think you're sorry at all.
Archie gets up and leaves Edith in bed, furrowing her brow. In a private office, Archie takes a candy out of a serving bowl. He stuffs a handful in his suit pocket as a black woman in a skirt suit walks in.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Can I help you?
No, thanks. I'm just waiting for the loan officer here.
I'm the loan officer. Now, you're going to ask me for a loan, right?
Yeah, but my chances ain't as good as they was about 2 minutes ago, huh?
It won't affect the loan, as long as you don't want to marry my sister. Please sit down.
Yeah, thank you very much.
She reaches for the phone.
Hello, Ms. Watson here. Yes, I'm familiar with the Granville loan. It matures on the 7th, but we've given an extension with an accelerated amortization and a cancellation of the mortgagee's obligation to a balloon payment. You're welcome.
Listening in, Archie raises his brow.
We've come a long way from roots, haven't we?
Yeah, you said it. I mean, Aunt Jemima could have never written a letter. You're a very smart girl. And you're going to give me a loan, huh?
First, I have a few questions. Do you have an account here?
At this particular point in time, no.
Why don't you go to your own bank for a loan?
They know me there.
What kind of a loan did you have in mind?
I'm figuring on going to a business adventures, you know. So I thought 20,000.
What kind of business?
I'm going to purchase an establishment with a dispensation of wines, beers, and alcoholic spirituals, and
a saloon.
Well, no, a friendly, respectable neighborhood tavern, you know, where you could take your own mother in there and with no fear that she's going to be groped.
Sounds high class.
Oh, it was.
Do you have any collateral to guarantee the loan?
Yeah, the best collateral in the world, a saloon itself.
You don't own that. Mr. Bunker, you have to show us that you're a good risk.
Oh, come on, Ed. Do I look like some bum rolling off the street here? I'm a respectable guy working the same job for 20 years. I own my own house.
Is it encumbered?
No, it's stucco and wood.
No, I mean, do you own it free and clear?
Oh, sure I do. I own the whole thing outright there, and that house is the jewel of the block there. I was up with 47.5 for the house there. I could get 52 for McCullough Guard.
Unfortunately, business is business. I think I may be able to recommend the loan.
Oh, terrific. Say, I knew he was going to like you, you know. Of course, you was a little tough, you seemed to be, when I first sat down. But then it goes to show you can never judge a book by its color. Cover.
Archie winces.
You're to complete this form.
Yeah, give me it.
Sign here.
Yeah.
And if the house is jointly owned, your wife signs here.
Oh, well, wait a minute. If I sign it, that'll help you?
Not if it's jointly owned.
Oh. Oh, well, there ain't gonna be no problem. You know, my wife will sign anything I put in front of her there, because she's one of them old-fashioned missuses, you know? She ain't one of your modern painted-egg misses. Present company suspected there. I'll just get this signed, and I'll be back, and I want to thank you for your time. Oh, Jesus!
He knocks over the candy bowl.
Oh, that's all right,
there's some down in your lap here. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. I hope I didn't touch nothing. I'll get this all signed. I'll bring it back as fast as I can. You see, it'll all be in order, see?
Archie hurries home.
Hey. I'm home. Here, back in the bosom of all your smiling faces. Edith, I don't see you running up to me as per usual, but don't make no difference. You're looking beautiful standing over there. Meathead?
Just call me Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, my chair.
Mike moves from Archie's armchair to the couch.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see before you a brand new person here. You never guess what happened to me today?
You had a sex change.
No, that's more in your line, vasectomy, Vic. Edith, you're looking at a bona fide businessman here. I just starting to arrange the finances for the purchase of Kelsey's bar.
Wait a second. Who would lend you that kind of money?
I ain't saying.
You can't say.
I wouldn't say.
I dare you to say.
I won't say.
Say it.
The bank.
And what did you give them in return?
Something that you ain't got. My word.
Oh, come on, Arch. You tell me a bank is going to lend you $20,000 on your word alone.
My word. Plus.
Plus what?
I ain't saying.
You can't say.
I
dare you to say. Say it.
Mortgage.
A mortgage on what?
Well, what the hell do you usually get a mortgage on?
A mortgage on the house?
You're clever.
You can't
our
lose
house?
The house,
Arch. You can mortgage our house?
Ma, don't worry. He can't possibly do that without your signature.
Shut up.
What, don't that mean if something happens to the bar, they could take away our house?
Don't be hollering like you're out on the sidewalk already. Why do you always look on the dark side?
That's all she sees living with you.
I got two things to say to you. First is, why don't you take a walk? The second is...
Goodbye, Mark.
I'm holding the door for you.
All right, goodbye,
Arch.
Why is it that I always leave this house under a cloud?
I wouldn't know, but sometime I'd like to see you leaving this house under arrest.
Mike leaves with a shrug.
Archie, we can't take that chance back at our house, please.
Easy way. How are you going to get ahead in life? You don't take a chance.
No,
Archie, why do you always? You've got to have some confidence in me here, Edith. I know what I'm doing.
Archie,
don't worry
please
about it.
Listen, Archie, when I was a little girl.
Don't make it a long story,
Edith. No, it ain't long. See, we was living in the Depression.
It's so sad.
And my father was so scared somebody'd come and take away the house and we'd all have to go on relief. Archie, I ain't scared. Scared of much, but I'm sure scared of losing our home.
Please, you bring up your father in the first place. He's in his grave. In it, in the second place, he was a dope, and I ain't. Now, Edith, sit down here. Sit down, and let me explain this to you. Just sit down. You don't have to worry about nothing. I brought this home from the bank. It's all perfectly legal. People do this every day.
What is that?
This is just a document from the bank, and all you got to do is to put your name down here. Now, listen,
but don't be reading
the fine print. It'll make your eyeballs bounce. Just sign it.
What is it?
I told you it's from the bank. When you sign it there, you probably get some kind of a premium gift there to give away. You know, a pack of poor ballpoint pens or something like that, or a waffle iron or one of Digitalis clocks or something. So just sign it.
Mortgage? Archie, no, I can't sign that. No, we ain't mortgaging our house. I mean, it's my house, too, you know.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. I sweat my britches off in this here house. I didn't hear you complaining all them years and I'm pouring all my hard-earned money into the house. Now I want to take a little money out of the house. You're against that. Why? When this is a thing that I want, I need this. No. I gotta have this.
No, Archie, I'm sorry. I can't sign it.
She hurries to the stairs.
Wait a minute there. What the hell has happened to you? You used to be a quiet little, sometimes you'd think you was a Japanese girl.
I don't know. I guess I'm different now. And I ain't gonna let nobody take our house.
She runs upstairs.
I ain't gonna let nobody take away our house. This is all the fault of that Helen Curley Steinway.
Archie shuffles across the room and kicks his chair.
Oh, it's...
Thinking, he turns to the loan application, then glances upstairs. He limps to the dining room and pulls open a drawer. Cringing at the noise, Archie takes out a small box. He flips through some papers. He finds a canceled check with Edith's signature on it. He sits at the dining room table and clears his workspace. He carefully positions the check behind the loan application and holds it up to the light. Setting the papers on the table, he uncaps the pen and traces her signature.
It. Gonna thank me for this one these days, Edith Bunk. B.U.N.
To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Frank Maxwell, Kelsey. Norma Donaldson, Ms. Watson. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions, Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.